How you doing, Greg? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Greg, could you just talk about being chosen by Carolina and kind of how it compares to what you expected coming into this weekend?
I really didn't expect a lot, you know, just to get drafted, you know, find out where I'm going to be able to play it and go back to work.
Greg, obviously you've battled a lot of injuries. Could you just kind of catch us up on how you are now and what that did to your career in terms of setting you back a little bit?
I'm excellent right now. I mean, you know, it's always devastating for a career when, you know, you have a couple of injuries here and there. But outside of nagging, I mean, it's one of those things you just got to play through. I mean, it helped me become a better player on the field. It helped me go through and get through a lot of things. And I feel like I've been a better player.
Greg, and some of the draft guys, they talk about your athleticism and stuff, and I saw one that compared you to Julius Peppers in terms of that. What's that like for you, you know, being compared to a guy like that who's been so productive?
I mean, it does wonders for me, you know, my self-esteem. That's a great player. I mean, it's just coming up watching them and being compared to them is an honor in itself. It's just, you know, I hope I can get out there and just live up to his work ethic, you know, not even his play, just what he did off the field.
Hey, you mentioned that, and there seemed to be some degree of questions about that with you. Where do you think that came from?
I mean, a lot of things come from a lot of places. I feel personally that, you know, I'm a hard worker, and I'm looking forward to showing a whole lot of people what I can do off the field mostly, you know.
What do you mean by that? What are you looking to show?
Just work ethic. You know, I'm ready to get out there, show them that I'm willing to work hard and have fun at what I'm doing and enjoy my job.
How much did it help you going up against Michael Lohr in practice so often the last few years?
Always fun. 5 or 6 years, you know, against a great tackle like him. Good guy, good tackle, you know, taught me a lot of things. It's been a great learning experience.
So did you guys went to high school together?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Were you trying to find a way to get yourself into the movie when that was going on?
Nah, I'm not a movie type. I play ball.
Did you think he was a movie type at that point?
Tell you the truth, not at all. But he did pretty good for himself, though.
Had you had any contact with the Panthers leading up to the draft?
I actually had a meeting in Carolina before.
What, like about like 2 or 3 weeks ago, something like that?
Yes, sir, about a week and a half ago.
What did you do when you were up here? Who'd you meet with and what'd you talk about?
I met with a lot of, pretty much all the coaches, the head coach, you know, all the guys, strength coach, and just walked around and talked about a little bit of ball, but mostly just showed the facility. Had a couple questions, I had a couple questions for them and talked me through the process of the draft. It was a good time just to introduce me to the atmosphere.
Did you feel it when you talked to him? Did you feel like the Panthers were a legit possibility for you, or were you talking to so many teams that you weren't thinking of one over another?
I mean, I didn't try to put that in my head. I know the draft is an unpredictable thing, and it was just you had to take it as a process and then accept where you went. So I just went along for the ride, and I'm excited about where I'm at right now.
Cool. You guys good?
Yep,
all right. Thanks a lot. Greg. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Briar Crest.